A lot of people think that if you can buy a cheaply priced stock, let's say a stock that cost a few dollars, or perhaps pennies, that you're better off. Because you can go ahead and you can buy this cheap, and then you can buy lots of it, and that you're in a better position. And then someone sees a stock like Google that's priced at $400, $500, and you say, it's too expensive to buy. I don't want to buy it. I'd rather buy the one that's cheap. It's a false comparison. It makes no sense on the face of it. The only thing you should be concerned about is whether a stock price has movement. If the cheap stock price has movement, then, you know, if it's part of the plan, buy as much as possible. And if that movement is to the upside and you're long, then that's a good thing. However, don't look at Google and say, Google's now priced at $1,000. I can't buy Google, because it surely probably will be priced at $1,000 eventually. I mean, at least the way the trend has moved on that stock. But why would you say no to Google? If you really think about it, it makes no sense. Who cares how much the price is? All you should care about is whether that price is moving, and you can be long and you can be short. Worrying about cheap or expensive misses the point. For more information, go to trendfollowing.com.